Yeah, you know, let it be Jesus. For me, to live is Christ. And he says, when all is said and done, you've done everything, everything has happened through the fire, through the storm, through everything, let it be Jesus. And maybe this is a good time for us to remember how God has been with us through the fire and through the storm. So, you know, I'm not asking for rara testimonies, but it could be, you know, maybe for you to live meant, you know, it says, you know, that I be crucified and Christ live in me. And maybe you have such a story of how God challenged something in your life or challenged something in your heart where you said, yes, for me to live is Christ, that Christ be glorified in my life, you know. Or he's come through for you in a fire or in a storm and you're saying, God, let it be Jesus, let it be Jesus. There's one thing I will remember, one thing I will proclaim, let it be Jesus. So if anyone has a story to share, please unmute and go ahead.
Yeah, I want to share from 2 Corinthians 4. And just as Nawaz said right now, it says, for what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord. But with ourselves as your servants, this is Paul talking to the Corinthians, for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And it goes on to say, but we have this treasure, the treasure of the light of Christ in us. We have this treasure in us. Yeah, we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. And towards the end of the passage, it says that, you know, these are light momentary afflictions that are preparing for us an eternal weight of glory that is beyond all comparison. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. This week, I don't know what happened, but I was looking through my old journals that I have on, you know, different platforms, Evernote and all of that. And I was just amazed at the fact that I maintain journals so consistently. And, you know, it's been 10 years since I have known the Lord, and he has seen me through some crazy times, right from when I was in college and completely broke to getting a job, getting married, and, you know, all of these things. And, you know, through it all, through some of the most difficult, you know, periods in my life, I've seen that God has somehow just shifted my attention from what was happening around me to the unseen things, which are eternal, which is his goodness, his glory, you know, just to be lost in worship, lost in his love. And I'm just so grateful that he has kept my heart from getting bitter in each season. I think that's such a gift that you can live without, you know, unforgiveness and, you know, bitterness and things like that towards anybody, you know, people who meant good for you or did not mean good for you or whatever. I'm just so filled with gratitude towards God this morning. And, you know, I have been through this week because he taught me where to keep my eyes, you know, and that is such a gift. So I want to thank God for that.
You know, I just want to thank God for his grace and mercy on me and my family. I would like to share that tomorrow I complete 1 year in Word of Grace. Mm. And I feel so blessed to be part of the church. Life is so different ever since I have been part of this family. And God has really seen me through. I was a believer and I backslid. But even then, God never let go of me. And for the constant prayers of Puri, I strongly feel it's only because of that prayers that she, you know, she had her faith strong in God. Today, God never let go of me. and I connected with the church. I'm so blessed because I have grown so much in just 1 year. It may not look to anybody, but I know for myself from within. Of course, you cannot change overnight, but I try in the smallest of things to follow the righteous path. Everything cannot be undone in one shot, like, you know, all the things that were right and what the things that were wrong in the past. But I'm trying hard to work on those things. And I feel I've come a long way through. Because I don't know what to say, but from like even basic thing like reading the Bible, which was never part of me. Of course, I do agree that I've not been so faithful, but the amount of Bible reading I've done in this 1 year, I feel really good about it. And wow. I did this 2 books of Genesis and Exodus with Donnell. And I finished doing that. And I just feel I know so much more. Yes, I don't remember all the names and everything about the stories, but I still know a lot more. And I also want to thank Colin for constantly having these stronger, higher, deeper classes with us, where, you know, we've been filled with so much more knowledge of the word. And I have attended John 15 with the Nawaz and the other course that we did last time. And there's so much of enrichment. I just want to thank God for never letting go of me. And as you spoke, Nawaz, about the fire, like, you know, God has seen us through the fire and the storm. And this is a testimony again I would like to share. In 2018, we had a very bad fire in our house. Ooh. Some short circuit, they say. And it was really bad. Like everything in our hall around and even the other rooms, there was so much of smoke on even the clothes in the cupboard. It was that bad. And like we had our TV, the computer, the kitchen units, the micro, everything kind of melted. Our fridge door, it was that bad. The sofas got burned, the table broke in our dining area. It was a huge fire. And it was never expected. I have no clue from where the short circuit happened. But at that time, Dillian, Daniela, and me were sleeping in the room. And usually Dillian sleeps in his room, but that day he chose to sleep in our room, which was only God there for us. And if he would have slept in the other room, for him to come across from where the fire was would have been difficult because there was so much of smoke all around. And all three of us were in one room and the door was shut, which we normally don't shut the door. So it's just that God was there for us. And Dilip was at the hotel that day because it was, I think, a Saturday or Sunday. And so there was a lot of crowd. So he was there. And it is just God told him to come by 6 o'clock in the morning when he came home. And he tried to ring the bell, but the bell didn't ring. And he was banging. And he called Dillian. And when Dillian woke up, he was going to come to open the door, but he came back and said, Mama, there's a big fire in the house. I got up in like less than 30 seconds and we actually made our way through the fire area from the room to the hall and to the main door exit. And I just want to thank God that it was like a ball of fire, because at that point of time, our sofas were on fire. Like, you know, there was the light in the hall was only the fire. And God has been so good to us. I mean, we could have been dead that day, but God had a reason to keep us alive, and he has seen us through this storm. And we made it to the main door, and Dilip was there at the entrance, and we managed to get out. And then the fire brigade came, but that was late. But we had a big loss of things, but I just want to thank God. That is fine, that, you know, we were saved. So this is a testimony which will always be, that God's hand is there in big ways and small ways. And I've experienced so many small odd things that I've, you know, God has just saved me through, and my children, and kept us safe. So I just want to say that even in the most difficult situations, when we go through so many trials, and, you know, there is a season for everything. And even as we say, there is a season for the mourning. And yes, 1 year I went through a lot of grief.
Wow, Fanny, wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. You know, literally been through the fire and the storm, and just how God has been with you and enriched your life in this year. Amazing. Super.
I just want to share two things of God's goodness. When last year I spoke about journaling, I always have the habit of writing too. So I was going through my journal, and last year, around this time, September, I had decided that I will get married, and I had written it in my journal. And it's amazing to read God's promise where He said that, you know, He'll bless me again. And you know, he put it in my heart that you will be settled this year. And it's been a year now that I know Brian. I want to know, it's been a year. So God is amazing. And the other prayer that I always prayed when I decided that I'll get married is somebody who would know God, not somebody who would not know God. And I want to thank God because together we completed the study with Colin, the study of John. And I wanted to testify last time, but it didn't happen. So I said, I will testify today that together with my husband, you know, it is like Joshua saying, me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And that was my prayer because before that, it was me alone taking my son to the church, me alone teaching my son from the word. But now, as a man of the house, it is Brian too. So I just want to give thanks to God for whatever He does. There are times when Fanny said, like, we don't read the word, you know, we don't, we are unfaithful. But God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in all the times that we have been through, there are storms, there is fire. Like I remember the fire that took place in our house also. And like Fanny said, we were sleeping. We were also fast asleep. The morning when we woke up, the house was burnt completely, but the fire did not touch any of our skin. This was when I was at mommy's house. And we were fast asleep. We had no clue of what's happening in the house. And at Vasai, you know, electricity would just conk off any time because of the load shedding and all. There was a candle that was lit, and the curtain caught fire, and that's how the fire spread the whole house. And we were fast asleep. We didn't know. The morning we woke up, everything was burnt, but nothing happened to us. You know, so through every storm, God says, I'm with you. You walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm with you. So I want to thank God of His mercy, His favor, His grace, His faithfulness over every little details of our life. So I want to thank, and I want to thank every one of you because all of you pray for us. So I want to thank you all, and be rest assured, we pray for everyone too.
Thank you, Michelle. Amazing. Yeah, today's a day for fires, and I'd like to share. Mine is my, you know, we talk about God coming through for us in so many situations in our life, and that's true. That's tangible, you know. I'd like to share how God has brought me through relational fires, you know, over the years, you know. Being in leadership is not easy. You have to deal with all kinds of situations and people, and through it all, you know what God does? He rearranges your heart. Forget about the other person. And in all of those times, you know, God has just shown me my own heart, and you know, times when I have felt a victim or have been victimized, God has said, you know, that's never going to get you out of the pit, and that's never going to solve the problem. Can you start looking at me with thanksgiving? Start thanking God. Start thanking God for different things. And I started as a, I mean, first it felt like you know, PT exercise. You know, get up in the morning, I would look out of, I'm blessed with an amazing view. I look out and I look out onto a forest. And the first thing I would do was say, thank you, God, for this amazing view. you know, thank you that I see the sky and I see a forest. And then from that, I would just start thanking God for different things. And I say, every day I'm going to thank God for 10 things, you know. And before I knew it, it was more than 10 things. The 10 things went like this, and I was just kept thanking God, thanking God, thanking God. Thank you, there's food. Thank you, you know, Colin made breakfast this morning. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. You know, and it just, when you start looking to thank, there's a lot to thank God for. And I found my heart began to shift. And where there was a relational conflict or even strife, I started thanking God for that. And I said, you know, and I started praying the solution. And I started saying, God, I bless this. I bless this. I pray your blessing. I pray your wisdom. And I started praying for me. Give me a heart of patience. Give me a heart of love. Give me a heart of long suffering and understanding and empathy and compassion. And I just, as I started doing that, you know, God helped me walk through those situations. And I'm so grateful, you know, because when we say for me to live is Christ, it means sometimes you have to die to a whole lot of nonsense in your own life, you know. And I am so thankful for God's patience with me. That in loving kindness, he brings me to repentance. Repentance, which simply means change of heart and change of direction and behavior. And I am so glad that, you know, for God's faithfulness, where I've been able to say, let it be Jesus, let it be Jesus. And when I keep that as the cornerstone in my life, you know, it brings perspective and it helps everything fall in alignment and balance. Yeah.